Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. If you do something for 40 years or more, you're bound to get pretty darn good at it. And Steve Coles has worked as a photographer for the Brainerd Dispatch for 43 years. His photography exhibit is called You Can't Make This Stuff Up, and it opens Friday night at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. And he's on the phone right now. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning. I'm excited to have a show. my buddies got together and decided that I needed to have a show. And so I took a carload of things over to their house. My buddies, Bob Fitzsimmons and Mike Boat, and those are photographers. We get together every Thursday.
Okay.
And, yeah. So they've been working on this. I haven't seen the final results yet. So it's going to be a surprise.
So you've been taking pictures for the Dispatch for decades. And I know before that, even you worked at other newspapers. You've been a photographer since college. How did you weed through all these photos and decide which ones would end up in the show?
I didn't. What happened was, it was best left to somebody else. I just packed everything up and gave it to my photographer friends. And I said, just if you want to do this, do this. I knew that I wouldn't do it myself because weeding would just be months, you know, and I could not make that decision.
Okay.
So they put the thing together, and I haven't seen what they've done yet.
Oh, my gosh. Kind of like giving a work to an editor or something, somebody detached.
Correct. And they're good photographers. Each one of them have got their own expertise. Bill Marshall is a wildlife photographer, and Mike Boat is black and white. Dave Bourne is black and white. Bob Fitzsimmons is underwater. So they got some good credentials. Crystal Olson's in there with good scenics. Mm-hmm. So we decided as a group to get together every Thursday for pizza. And we just discuss photography.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk about the new trends and new cameras. And so that's how this group got started.
I was actually thinking, somebody who's been in photography for as long as you have, you've gone through a lot of changes in technology. How has that changed your life as a photographer?
Oh, it's amazing. I can have lunch now.
Instead of sitting in a dark room, you mean?
Correct. Mm. Well, I started out, you know, obviously in the dark room. And I went to basically Wilmer Community College and then Moorhead State College, which is now the University of Minnesota at Moorhead. And learned fine art black and white and liked journalism because of the variety, newspapering,
mm-hmm.
and ended up bouncing around a little bit down in Wahpeton, New Ulm, and ended up in Brainerd, and just decided to stay. So,
well,
I just never left.
Well, you mentioned, you know, being a photojournalist. As a photojournalist, it seems like you have to be sort of everywhere covering such a variety of news. What is life like for a newspaper photographer?
Well, it's something you don't really worry about when you get up in the morning, okay? I think that's probably the best way to describe it. You don't get concerned about where you're going today. You have assignments. You'll be called anywhere. The main thing is just don't panic. You have until about 9 o'clock at night to get all done. So basically very mobile nowadays, and we can transmit from our laptops, and we tweet, we build videos, all of the above. So just don't panic and just get it in by the deadline and go home and don't worry about tomorrow. It's kind of that simple, you know. I mean, you just can't plan anything. Because that's just your lifestyle.
The nature of the news. It just comes at you.
Correct. And I guess I consider myself a newspaper photographer for a daily. in central Minnesota where I do a lot of different things, such as, you know, yesterday was at the library doing Frosty the Snowman's birthday. And it was an acting troupe putting on Frosty the Snowman for these little kids. And it's priceless. And then I did a piece on a nominee for the Teacher of the Year for the state, who was a Brainerd teacher. And then I went down to Camp Ripley and covered the North ski teams. And Bemidji was one of them who is going on. Mm-hmm. So Brainerd, Bemidji, they won, and the girls won and went on to the state. So that, and I came back in and built the videos and did the stills and that sort of stuff last night.
Wow.
So that's what I did.
So how do you know, we live in such an image, well, media rich, but image rich world right now. I mean, we know that people click on stories online when there's a good picture that attracts them.
Correct.
How
Correct.
Do you grab those pictures that tell a story?
Oh, it's definitely a long kind of it's a gut process. I put it that way. If you look at the images and if they jump out the page at you and off the computer screen, there might be something there. I also have good editors who help me. I sort things down and we go through the final cuts of different photos. And we come to the conclusions which has the most impact for the day. And we normally have a lead photo, which goes, you know, pretty large on the front page, and then have a secondary on the front. Mm-hmm. So the lead has to be the best photo of the day. And we're local. We hardly put any international or national news on front.
Okay.
So our page is pretty much local every day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a local 6-day-a-week daily is what it is.
The Brainerd Dispatch. I'm talking with Steve Coles. He's been a photographer for the Brainerd Dispatch for decades, and he's got a show opening Friday night at the Crossing Arts Alliance in downtown Brainerd. When you're not considering your photography as a photojournalist, when you're in your free time, what kinds of things do you like to, what are you passionate about taking pictures of when you have a choice?
I'm an underwater photographer, and I scuba dive in the Cuyuna Range wreck area pretty much all summer. so when I'm not working at the paper or walking the dogs with my wife, Lisa, I am normally in the Cuyuna Range Rec Center scuba diving, doing video of fish. And that's what I do for fun. In the summertime, and we ride bike, we do those sort of things, and I like wildflowers also. So, you know, state parks, wildflowers, scuba diving, that's pretty much my summer.
Okay.
That's what I do.
Okay. And you also teach at Central Lakes College, don't you? You teach black and white photography?
I used to teach there. I taught for 20 years.
Oh.
Basically, that ended about 2 years ago. So I have had a lot of students, and I never wanted to be a full-time instructor. I always wanted to be a part-time instructor and a full-time, basically, photojournalist.
Mm-hmm.
So the short answer is, when things got, you know, come down a little bit and were downsized a little bit, I have to let that go, and so I stuck with just my newspaper job.
Mm.
That's what I do.
When you started as a professional photographer in the 70s, how did you end up getting the photography bug?
Oh, it was easy. I went to Wilmer Community College, and I wasn't doing real well grade-wise. I was in the sciences, where I did not belong, because I'm always a liberal arts guy. And I walked across to the little journalism department, and signed up, and all of a sudden my grades improved, and I started doing stories. Well, I enjoyed that part, but I wasn't very good at that. Mm-hmm. But I started, a photographer named Al Carter, and basically he kind of gave me the bug. He had studied with Ansel Adams and some of the fine art people, and I just caught it and got the bug and decided at that time if I could spend my life shooting photos, that would be pretty much all I want. I was just happy with that. And that's what happened. I've just been lucky to survive all the different, you know, newspapers get sold and all the things that happen. But I do like new technology a lot. And I've got a lot of friends that are helping me. And I especially like doing video. So it has gone from the darkroom to the video editing console. So that's what I do.
That's amazing. Any tips for those of us who are just regular old Joes with our phone trying to get a good shot?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Get out there and don't stay in your house when the weather changes, when it's going to snow tonight, tomorrow morning early. Hopefully the sun will come up and be nice and bright and orange. Mm-hmm. Photograph with the light, but you see with the light, not necessarily the sun, but how the trees are so beautiful and beauty and the artistic, you know, the symmetry of the trees and the light and the branches and all of the above. So you just have to try. I am not the best photographer in the world. I just work at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I enjoy it. And I think you have to basically really want this. You have to want to do this. So you need to force yourself every day to get going and just get out there. And also explore new ways to photograph. Explore time lapse. Explore astrophotography. Explore underwater photography. Explore the different kinds of photography. And that will keep you fresh.
That is great advice. That is Steve Coles, his exhibit, You Can't Make This Stuff Up, 43 years as a dispatch photographer, opens Friday night. It was curated by his photographer friends, and it sounds like it's going to be a surprise to you as well as the rest of us.
Right.
Oh.
It is.
Have a great time at your reception and enjoy seeing your work up on the walls.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too, dear. Bye now.
Bye. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the people of Minnesota.